Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Merry Christmas. I pray that everyone had a wonderful Christmas day with family and with friends, and I pray that the gifts you both received and gave brought joy to you all. However, I sometimes wonder if our Christmas gift-giving doesn't distract from the greatest Christmas gift of all. We can sometimes become so wrapped up in wrapping our gifts for others that we don't stop to think about the cloth-wrapped babe of Bethlehem. We can sometimes become so focused on getting the best, most popular toy of the year that we don't stop to think about God giving his best to us. We can sometimes become so focused on the anticipation of opening presents that we don't open our hearts to God's message. We can sometimes become so caught up in preparing for holiday guests that we neglect to prepare for God's gracious visitation both at this time of the year and all throughout our lives. That is why it is so important for us to hear again the message of Christ's birth through our gospel reading of Jesus being presented in the temple. That is why it is so important to sing these good Christian Christmas hymns, which lift our hearts toward God. And that is why we take the time this morning to meditate on Let All Together Praise Our God. We start off with verse 2 in the hymn, where it talks about Jesus leaving his heavenly Father's throne and being born as an infant small. Because, as we've talked about so many times, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God, equal to God in all ways, fully God, and yet he elected to put aside his godhood to become like us. He is fully God, as we talked about on Christmas Day, John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Or again, Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Jesus participated with God in creating the world. He is fully God, and yet became fully man. This whole season serves as a powerful reminder that Jesus Christ, who is true God, became true man. In John 3:16, we see exactly why this happened. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus, fully God, became man like us to save us from our sin. He was born as an infant small. Imagine it, the divine Son of God hiding within a human form. In Isaiah 53, the prophet writes that he, meaning the Messiah, grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. There really wasn't anything special about Jesus from the outside. He looked like any ordinary little child. He behaved like any ordinary little child. He probably made messes like any ordinary little child. And yet, in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, according to Colossians chapter 1. Imagine trying to cram the fullness of God into a tiny human infant. It is unbelievable that that could work. It's like trying to stuff a big, heavy sleeping bag into a tiny little sack. It seems like it just shouldn't be possible. Or, even more unbelievable, cramming a few acres worth of feed into a tiny grocery bag. It is unbelievable. It seems unimaginable that God could become man. And the people of the time certainly considered the idea of Emmanuel, meaning God with us, to be unbelievable. How could God become a human being and dwell with us? And yet, nevertheless, we take it on faith that God did just that. He became one of us, a human being like us. Why? Why did Jesus become man? Why did Jesus have to become man so that he could take our place? Verses 4 and 5 in the hymn, there it that he makes a great exchange with us. The great exchange means that Jesus exchanged his righteousness for our sinfulness. The great exchange means that Jesus exchanged our sinfulness for his righteousness. He clothes us in his righteousness and takes on himself our sinfulness. At this time of year, exchanging gifts seems like a very common theme, but in this case, it is exchanging something which is absolutely filthy, what we have, for the greatness, the purity, the holiness of God. He served us by doing what we could not in our place. In 1 Timothy 3, Paul writes that great indeed we confess is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. He became one of us so that he could do what we could not do. And because of Jesus' actions, because of Jesus' act of obedience of serving his Father in our behalf, because of his passive obedience of suffering where we could not, he has opened the doors of heaven to us. In John 10, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." He opens the gates of heaven to us, welcomes us in by his sinless life, by his death on the cross. He makes us his and brings us into his Father's presence. Emmanuel, God become flesh. That is the great mystery of our faith. That is the great mystery of the Christmas season. A God who loved us so much that he became one like us, sharing all of our infirmities, so that he might give us the perfection for which he created us. That first Christmas, the divine Son of God left his heavenly Father's throne and was born into human flesh, hiding his divine majesty in a humble form. And again today, he comes to us. Again, he hides his divine majesty in a humble form, this time the form of bread and wine. What a great mystery this is. What a great opportunity to participate in the divine. See the love that God has for us, giving his Son to die for us, giving his Son to be our heavenly food and drink. He leaves his Father's throne to bring us into his presence. And now the feast is prepared before us. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.